Have you ever been curious about how green, clean living can enhance your life? Well, welcome to Start Living Sustainable, because today in our show, we're going to be looking at a few simple steps that you can take to break through what it turns out are mental barriers that might be holding you back from discovering the personal benefits that sustainable living can provide, from boosting your health, to being a positive influence within your family and your circle of friends and even your community. You'll see how easy it is to start making impactful choices in your home that really cultivate wellness in your life. And this may challenge you a bit, but if you're up for it and you're willing to set aside any preconceived ideas of what you think sustainable living looks like and get over these mental blocks that stand in the way of a wellness-centered lifestyle that you can have, perhaps you will begin to see the value. If you haven't already, but these insightful tips that I'm going to be sharing with you today will help shift your mindset to recognize the genuine advantages of embracing this way of living. And you might find that the reasons more and more individuals are open to healthier, sustainable options that are both attainable and significantly rewarding is all within your reach. So listen in and let's look at the approach to the decisions that are at your fingertips to take hold of a healthier life, the one that you imagine that you can have, because you can. Welcome to Start Living Sustainable. I'm your host, Cynthia Harvey Brown. In this podcast, I'm going to help you discover sustainable ways to improve your overall health and well-being in your home. And I'm going to show you how to do this without spending a lot of time or money, all in partnership with God. Yes, if you're ready to show yourself some love, experience a new level of wellness, build faith, and align your values with God's vision for your life, then you're in the right place. Pour out the diet soda, and we should talk about those yoga pants. Let's have some serious fun in today's episode. I love the work that I do, and I care. I realize that you're here, you're giving me your time, you're listening to a health and wellness message. So that means you're here for a reason, and it's important. You're seeking information and insight, perhaps, that can help you to improve in this particular area of your life. That's all that matters to me. I'm here to show you the way to start living healthier and to sustain it without adding any additional pressure or making you feel overwhelmed by the information. The question is, are you ready for this opportunity? And if so, you can book your home detox coaching session with me so that I can introduce you to specific wellness practices that you can incorporate into your wellness journey. And you can find the link below. There was a time when I had convinced myself that I was going to save money shopping at every sale that I could possibly find, until I realized that if I didn't stop and start seeing things from a different perspective, I was going to go broke trying to save money. I had to change my mind. Sometimes it takes something that really forces you to look at what you're doing. When most people look at me, they see the go-to person to ask about eating healthy foods or dressing savvy. But it took me years of hit and misses, falling and then getting up, trial and error, and I'm still learning. I'm still learning new habits that work for me. And just like you, I'm on a journey as well to grow and continue growing and to keep thriving. We've heard it said before, a mind is a terrible thing to waste. Yet, when we look back, we've all had this tendency to talk ourselves into doing all kinds of things that in hindsight made no sense. And maybe you want to step up and see yourself accomplish your weight loss goals, or to increase your energy level, or maybe something even more serious like reversing or dealing with a chronic illness. Maybe you just want to protect your peace of mind. I believe it all starts with making a decision to want to change. That's where it starts. Overcoming mental barriers so that you can actually reap the benefits from sustainable living takes a little effort. So I want to share with you two aspects of this. There's a dual focus here, and the first is overcoming mental barriers, and the second is embracing the positive impact once you've made that decision that will sustain you, and it'll set you and your family up for a long, healthy life. So let's look at the three key mental barriers first that prevents so many people from adopting the values of sustainable living, which includes self-care, wellness, and choosing healthier options when you go out shopping. So the first one is resistance to change. The second is perceived higher costs. And the third barrier, which is key to understand why a lot of people don't make the effort to change, and that is the lack of immediate gratification. We get really comfortable with the way we do things, and having to change a habit that we've been doing for so long can be a really big challenge. However, once you shift your perspective and you start to see that sustainable living can be an intrinsic value for you, and look past the second barrier, which is perceived high costs, and understand that your health is way more valuable than spending a few extra pennies or even an extra dollar on a product 3 months in, you'll find that your perception has changed and you're looking at prices on products that you're considering buying a whole new way, ultimately saving money. This lack of immediate gratification is huge because we live in this microwave society where we want everything right away and we want it now. But anything worth having is worth waiting for. Even fine wine takes time. To be honest, unfortunately, when people get sick or get diagnosed with an illness, it didn't just happen. It took time to get to a point where you started feeling symptoms and having pains. So it's really about taking those measures up front so that they can provide you wellness over a period of time. Those are the three barriers that can prevent you from moving forward. And it's really important that, you know, in strategy, when I work with students, I help them to understand that once they get past the mental block, the strategies that I teach that are simple enough for anyone to implement and to put into place can transform your life choices and to feel more intuitive about those choices that you make and less like, you know, you're sacrificing anything. And again, that comes with a mind shift and thinking differently. So sustainable practices can be incorporated into your everyday life without feeling overwhelmed. That's not what this is about. So for instance, you might take one room and just focus there. Let's say that you're planning a family and you learn that you're pregnant, you're excited, and you now start considering all the things you're going to need for the nursery. You might want to focus on that one room in your house. You might want to focus on the bedding that you provide that is hypoallergenic and maybe bamboo, and all the other products and how those can be eco-friendly products that allow you to have a sense of responsibility for your unborn so that they can start life in an environment that's free of toxins so that they have a healthy start. Once you begin to embrace the benefits to choosing a sustainable way of living and you've kind of pushed past those barriers, These are seven keys that may resonate with you, one or all of them, and everybody is different. But these are some common catalysts for those that are adopting an eco-friendly lifestyle. These are the reasons why. The first one is personal health concerns. Realizing the impact of pollutions and toxins on their well-being is probably the number one reason most people decide to transition to a healthier lifestyle. The second key is family and community, and seeing the impact of your loved ones, especially the children and future generations, and considering their well-being is the second reason why a lot of individuals are starting to live more sustainably. The third one is financial savings. Just discovering and really coming to terms with the cost effectiveness of sustainable practices and pushing past those barriers and myths that often were marketed to prevent people from looking at this as a serious lifestyle. Social influence is another one. Being inspired by friends, are you being an inspiration to friends? Just being a role model in your family or in your circle of influence can push individuals to becoming more sustainable in their way of living. This definitely has social implications because this movement, if you will, and it's not a trend, it's a movement to get people to be aware of what it is that they're bringing into their homes that is affecting the way they feel. So yes, education and awareness is yet another benefit to choosing sustainable living, because once you learn and become aware of the fact that you have some power and control, it's a great feeling because you know that you're making a difference. First of all, in your own home, and you're influencing others, and that spreads. It has a ripple effect. The last two key benefits that a lot of individuals who decide they want to live more sustainably incorporate are the nature connection and the environmental disasters that we're all witnessing that's devastating, such as the hurricanes, the wildfires, and the floods, and the topic of climate change and how our environmental issues are something that we have to look at. Besides, if you're like me and you really enjoy sitting out in nature, going to the beach or going to a park, experiencing the beauty and the wonder of the creation of what God has made, you want to preserve that. You want to be able to enjoy that, and you want your children and your children's children and generations to come for as long as possible to be able to enjoy the beauty of nature. So ultimately, it's often a combination of all these factors that motivates others and can do the same for you to embrace eco-friendly, sustainable living. Whether it's financial, social, personal health, family concerns, or the environment. So push past those three barriers that I mentioned, think differently, and be okay with letting go of old habits and attitudes that are no longer serving you well. It's about taking these small steps, making small changes, because they really do have a big impact. I encourage you to start small and manage the environmentally friendly actions that you can take that will ease you into a wellness journey of your own. The key is to start right where you are. Stay connected with us and inspire someone around you, because that will help motivate and inspire you. When you're ready to seize the opportunity to work with me on a personal level and target a home detox plan for you, grab a session so that you're not stuck in indecision about moving forward on your wellness journey. My sessions are designed to transform your living space. So click the link below to get started. And you're always, always welcome to share your experiences with me. Email me anything related to healthy, non-toxic, sustainable living. Me at support@startlivingsustainable.com. And just to recap, remember, our mental shifts are what's needed to overcome these barriers so that you can actually grab hold of these tangible benefits that comes with making sustainable choices. Thanks for listening, and I will see you next week for another episode of Start Living Sustainable. Thank you for joining me here today at Start Living Sustainable. Please take a moment and head over to Apple Podcasts and leave me a review. That really lights me up. If you were encouraged or blessed in any way, show your love and share the episode link with someone that you know that may benefit. Thank you so much, and until next time, God bless you, sis.